Law enforcement in Appaloosa had once been Virgil Cole and me. Now there were a chief of police and 12 policemen. Our third day back in town, the chief invited us to the office for a talk. He was tall and very fat in a derby hat and a dark suit, with a star on his vest and a big black-handled Colt and a huckleberry inside his coat. Standing silently around the room were four of his police officers, dressed in white shirts and dark pants, each with a Colt on his hip. The chief gestured for us to sit. Virgil sat. I leaned my shotgun on the wall by the door and sat beside him. "Heard about both of you," he said. "Heard about that thing, too. What's it fire, a grape shot?" "It's an 8-gauge," I said. "Good for grouse." "Or fucking hippopotamuses," the chief said. "Them too," I said. "Name's Amos Calico," he said. "Thought we should have a chit-chat." Virgil nodded. "You're Virgil Cole," Calico said. "I am," Virgil said. "Big fella here with the 8-gauge is Everett Hitch." "I know who he is," Calico said. Virgil nodded again. "What I hear about you is mostly good," Calico said. Virgil looked at me. "Mostly," he said. "Probably meant all," I said. Calico paid no attention. He took a cigar from a box on his desk, didn't offer us one, trimmed it and lit it, and got it burning right. The four policemen stood silently watching us. "I know your reputation, Cole," he said. "And I know that you ran the town before I got here, and I want you both to understand that you don't run it now." "That would be you," Virgil said. "And I got a dozen officers to back me," Calico said. Virgil didn't say anything. "On the other hand, none of them are like you," Calico said. "I could use a couple of gun hands like you." Virgil shook his head slowly. "Pay you 50 a month," Calico said. "Nope," Virgil said. "Make you a sergeant," Calico said. "Nope." "You speaking for Hitch, too?" Calico said.
"Yep."
"Why the hell not?" Calico said. Virgil looked at me. "You think you're important," I said to Calico. "Virgil don't think anybody's important. Bad match." Virgil nodded. "That right, Cole?" Calico said.
"'Tis," Virgil said.
Calico puffed on his cigar and blew some smoke past the lit end. He studied it for a moment. "So what are you going to do in town?" Calico said. "Sit on my porch," Virgil said. "Drink a little whiskey, play some cards." "That's all," Calico said.
"See what develops," Virgil said.
Calico smoked his cigar some more, then he looked at me. "Your boy's done a nice job when you was in this office," Calico said. "Bragg and the Shelton brothers and all." Virgil nodded. Calico looked at me. "Heard you killed Randall Bragg before you left town," Calico said.
"I did," I said.
"Why?"
"Self-defense," I said.
"Heard it was over a woman," Calico said. "I got nothing to do," I said, "with what you hear."
"Was it over a woman?"
I shook my head.
"You know why he killed Bragg?" Calico said to Virgil.
"Bragg come at him with a gun," Virgil said.
"Why?"
"Have to ask Bragg," Virgil said.
"Bragg's dead," Calico said.
"So he is," Virgil said. We all sat and thought about that. Calico nodded slowly. "Don't want no trouble from you boys," he said.
"Don't plan to give you none," Virgil said.
Calico looked at me.
"Me either," I said.
"I'll hold you to that," Calico said.
Virgil stood.
"Nice meeting you," he said. He looked around the room at the four policemen. "And you fellas," Virgil said. He turned and left, and I followed him. On the street, I said to Virgil, "We're gonna have trouble with him."
"I believe we are," Virgil said.